Shalom and shalom, praise the name of the Lord, people of God. How was your evening? Welcome back from the Sunday service. Well, I believe you had a blessed day in Jesus' mighty name. Welcome back so much from the evening services. What did you learn today from service? Were you blessed? Praise the name of the Lord. Well, greetings to everywhere, your men of God. Where you attended your services, God bless you. God bless you so much. We are so honored, even this evening, that we are going to be sharing the word of God in Jesus' mighty name. Well, this is Pastor Robert Wamala, and I welcome you once again. And in this night of sharing the word of God in Jesus' mighty name, I want to bless God for my mother and the Lord, Prophetess Emmanuel Agnes, and I appreciate God so much for the grace that is upon her life, and I appreciate God so much for giving us this opportunity to have a mother that is a blessing, that, you know, speaks to our life, that is an encouragement to our lives. God bless you so much, ma'am. We cannot take it for granted. I also want to appreciate God for all the servants of God on this platform that have been a blessing to us. Pastor Kenneth, Pastor Helen, Pastor Bruce. Every man of God and every woman of God, I want to say God bless you so much in this evening in Jesus' mighty name. Well, we're going to get into a word of prayer, and then we're going to be sharing what God has put upon my heart in this moment in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you and shalom. Amen and amen. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this evening. We appreciate you so much for giving us this opportunity once again in your presence. We don't take it for granted at all. It is our prayer this evening that as we are sharing in the word of God, bless this moment. And above all, the Spirit of God, I pray that the entrance of your word may bring light and give understanding to the simple one. Use these lips of clay to speak unto your people. And above all, that somebody shall be edified, somebody shall be lifted, and that the purpose of God for their life will come to pass. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, today we want to look at the topic called winning the war against sin. Well, let me tell you something. We all know that salvation is the free gift of God. But we all know that if at all we are going to have an advantage in life, winning against sin is not an option. We have to walk and we have to live the life whereby we have an outright victory against sin. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now the Bible says in Romans 6 and verses 14, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law but under grace." Praise the name of the Lord. Well, that statement just simply means that the battle against sin has already been decided in our favor. The battle against sin is already decided in our favor. Because the Bible says, "For you are not under law, but under grace." For us to live the victorious life against sin, I want to assure you, ladies and gentlemen, it is not your battle to fight. It is the Spirit of God that works in you that is going to do the good work of salvation. Hallelujah. So winning the battle against sin is what I want to talk about today, and I believe that in the time that God will be giving us, you are going to be blessed with the ones that you're going to be listening from in Jesus's mighty name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, until you recognize that the battle, it is a battle, I repeat again, it is a battle. If you know, there are very many Christians who are living in self-denial. They know that there is a weakness. You see, Mom today was speaking to us in the morning session, and she was talking about when a deliverer needs deliverance. And she made a statement, and she said that she no longer blames any minister who fell into sin, because the issue is they did not sort out certain things as regards their deliverance work. Salvation, ladies and gentlemen, is a free gift. But as regards the life, the Christian life that God requires of us to live, God requires of us to walk, it is going to be one that we are going to be ready to pay the price for the realization of the life that Jesus died for us on the cross to come to pass. Now, until when you recognize that it is a battle, to live right, ladies and gentlemen, is not an option. Righteous life, righteous living is a battle. Because we know from the families we've grown up from the foundations that we've come from all the things about where we come from, to live a life that pleases God is in one way or another something that is alien. In fact, I know many Christians who say that to live a righteous life is impossible. It's impossible because we are always sinning. Well, I've come to talk to you this evening. I want to talk to you and tell you that until when we go to the grave, it is one battle that we are going to keep fighting until when the Lord takes us home. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So, many have accepted defeat and have taken the battle over sin to be like something they can do nothing about. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this, that the Bible says in John 3 and 7 that he that does righteousness is righteous. It is righteousness, in other words, is something we do. It is not a thing we merely confess. You cannot just merely confess that you are the righteousness of God. Righteousness is something you do. John 3:7 has said, he that does righteousness is righteous. Now, what is more is that what it takes to win the war against sin is in every born-again child of God. Now, the Bible says in 1 John 3 and 9 that whatsoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. So, upon salvation, we all receive a godly seed in us. These are facts about our walk of salvation. You don't confess righteousness. You live and act righteousness. Hallelujah. And the blessing of the righteousness of God is that it is a seed within every one of us. Hallelujah. Now, if you want to know what the seed is, the Bible says, Luke 8 and verses 11, that the seed is the word of God. And the seed is what empowers us not to sin. Hear what the Bible says. Psalms 119 and verse 11. Thy word I have hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. So we all have this advantage of walking the righteous life that God has already implanted within us. This evening, I want to talk to you and tell you that we have a seed of God in us. We have a seed of righteousness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That means we can walk in a life of victory against sin. Amen. Now listen, maybe you may be there and you're asking yourself, but Pastor, why is it important that we win the battle against sin? What is the importance of that? And I'm going to be speaking to you that sin, ladies and gentlemen, as long as we are caught up in sin, we are prisoners. We are prisoners of destiny. We are prisoners in this walk of destiny. As long as sin has dominion over our life, there is nothing we are going to show that on our side will release the blessings and benefits of salvation in our life. So, it is a must that as Christians, victory over the sinful nature has to be part and parcel of our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the name of the Lord. So, why is Satan so interested in the Christian living in the life of sin? Well, I'm going to give you some reasons. And with this, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that you are going to fight the good fight of faith, that sin will not be having dominion over you. Now, the first reason why the devil wants to keep us in a life of sin is this. It is because when you are living in the life of sin, you are never going to have access to the inner court. Now, we all know that in the tabernacle where God dwelt, according to the structure and order that he gave Moses, the people were mainly in the outer court. In the outer court is where you had all kind of rubbish, all kind of filthiness, all kind of anything that was ordinary. It was in the outer court, in the tent of the meeting of God. Now, that illustration simply means that when a Christian has his life riddled with sin, has his life whereby they don't take any conscious effort to deal with the sin in their life, they are perpetually going to be in the outer court. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the danger of being in the outer court is that you will never have any revelation when you are in the outer court. The word of the Lord declares in Mark 4 and 11, it says, "And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are outside, all these things are done in parables." Jesus speaks to the disciples and he tells them that to you who has decided to take up their cross and carry it daily, there is a mystery of the kingdom of God that is going to be unveiled to you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Mare Brosai, hallelujah. What a powerful revelation. To us and to every child of God who has decided to carry their cross and to wage war against sin and the sinful lifestyle, there is the blessing of mystery being revealed unto them. Satan knows this. Mom usually tells us that we live by revelation. The thing that made the disciples of Jesus stand out from the rest was because there were men that he always unveiled to mysteries. You want to live the victorious Christian life? You cannot live it as an ordinary Christian. To live the victorious Christian life, you have to have partaken of revelation. And revelation comes not in the outer court. Revelation comes when a Christian has accessed the inner court and more so the Holy of Holies. Satan knows this. And that is why, the reason why he keeps you in sin, he keeps you from accessing the mysteries of the kingdom of God. I'll tell you this, there's a mystery to wealth. There's a mystery to success. There's a mystery of healing. There's a mystery of expansion and enlargement of territory. There's a mystery of dominion. The things, it is not just prayer and naming and claiming. It is a mystery that until when it is revealed to a man, you can never walk in that life that has been granted unto you. So Satan knows this. And that is why if he ever wants you never to get into the life of dominion as a Christian, he keeps you in sin. Because when you're in sin, you are in the outer court. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, and we know that when you are in the outer court, you will suffer from frustration. The devil never wants you to go beyond the veil. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verses 8, it says that we all with unveiled face, as beholding the glory of God, are being transformed into the same from glory to glory as by the Spirit of God. I'm paraphrasing it. What does that mean? Until when a Christian removes the veil from their life, to remove the veil means they now are walking in a life of revelation. And that is only God that can do it. Until when the Christian gets to that time, ladies and gentlemen, there will be the kind that are always going to be asking themselves, what did I do? What is wrong with me? Why am I not getting into, the right life that I'm supposed to be? Why? Because if God wants to bless a man, he has to reveal the blessing of God unto him. Hallelujah. So, as long as you remain in sin, which of course God hates. You cannot access God and the revelation in his word. Hallelujah. Secondly, why does the devil want to keep us in sinning? Because if you are to fight the war against sin, you have to keep in the presence of God. When we are filthy, that makes us a reject in the presence of God. Jesus makes a statement in John 3 and verses 2. And it is not Jesus, but Nicodemus was speaking to him. And hear what Nicodemus says. He says, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that has come from God. And no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. You can never succeed as a Christian unless God is with you. You can never have the access of the blessings of salvation in life unless God is with you. And unless the presence of God goes with you, you can never have access to the blessings of salvation. Moses, no wonder, asked God and said, Father, unless when your presence goes with us, in Exodus 32, I believe, unless when your presence goes ahead of us, we are not going anywhere. Moses is the one speaking. And how true it is for the children of God. Unless his presence goes ahead of you, there is not going to be any Jericho that will fall. Unless his presence goes ahead of you, there shall be no Red Sea to depart, because his presence is what makes the difference. And the enemy knows that when you sin against God, you are limiting the presence of God in your life. Again, the Bible says in Acts 10 and 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus, to perform all these things, had one underlining statement. God was with him through it all. Hallelujah. Here again how Jesus says in John 8 and 29. He says, and he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. Let me repeat that again. John 8, 29. He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Let me tell you, as a child of God, you need to walk in the presence of God. The reason why Jesus performed signs and wonders and miracles was because always the presence was with him. It is about the presence of God that men of God walk in the power of God. As a Christian, unless when God is with you, when God is with you, you are a candidate for performing of signs and wonders. If God is not with you, you cannot do anything. Mark 16:20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, and the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Even the disciples, when they went out to preach, what made them special? What made their ministry have a mark of excellence upon it was God walking and being with them. No one has ever made a difference in life without the divine presence. And the only way to secure it is to do that which pleases God, or living the righteous life. Now, the devil knows that God is angry when we sin every day. It makes God angry. It makes God, sorrowful. So the devil strives to keep people in sin. And in that, they limit the operation of God. So we have to strive to war against sin, that we can carry the divine presence of God. My goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, the presence of God, it is so sweet. Now, do you know that it was not the rod of Moses, but the divine presence of God upon the rod of Moses is what parted the Red Sea. Joseph prospers in a strange land because of the presence of God. It's very important. The third reason as to why we must strive against sin is that we should make sure that we are not disconnected eternally from God. Let me read for you this scripture, Revelation 22 and verses 14. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and warmongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Now I'll tell you this, hell was not made for man. Hell was made for the devil. But do you know that the devil is working day and night to ensure that he goes with as many as he can into the pit of hell? Hell was never created for man. No. Hell was been always the habitation for the devil and his cohorts. So, when we are sinning, whether consciously or unconsciously, the end result is that a Christian or the soul that sin shall surely die. So we have to wage war that sin should not be part of our members. That one, ladies and gentlemen, it is not an option. It has to be part and parcel of our lives. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And until when a Christian is aware of this, sinning, ladies and gentlemen, will limit him, will cut off the presence of God, and above all, sin will be the reason why people are going to hell. But we bless the name of the Lord Jesus for the blood of Jesus that is here to cleanse us from all sin, and that above all, not only just to put us right with God, but that in the end of it all, we are going to live the victorious Christian life in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, that is why it is very important that I have to show you why we have to wage war against sin. Now, what is very important is that God has granted us the victory or the tools that we can use in this war against sin. Hallelujah. Now, I want to share with us these two, and then I'll be winding up in this session of the Word of God. Two tools that I want to speak about that are going to help us, that God is going to use as we wage war against sin. The first tool is called the Word of God, and the second tool is called the fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, hear what the Bible says. Jeremiah 23 in verses 29. Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces? When we talk about the Word of God, it is not just words that you carry in your Bible. It is not just scripture you confess every day. He has asked and said, is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces? When a Christian engages in the Word of God, it is a very powerful instrument that God uses as sanctification in the life of a believer. The Bible says, John 17 and 17, sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them. To be sanctified means that we are set apart and that the Spirit of God is working in us to achieve a God nature. Ladies and gentlemen, to achieve a God nature in us means that there is a working of the Spirit of God that is sanctifying us. Hallelujah. Again, he says in John 8, 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That is the blessing of the Word of God. It is not just a hammer, it is a sanctifier, and it is the truth that sets us free. You know, one of the reasons why Christians are being held up in the sinful lifestyle is because they are ignorant of the Word of God. Again, 36, the Bible says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So it is impossible to be clean from sin without taking the bath in the Word of God. It is a cleansing instrument. Yes, beloved, we have the capacity to live a clean life. And all that it takes to do so has been provided in the Word of God. The Bible commands us to be perfect, even as God is perfect. You know? So, if it were impossible, Jesus would not have lived this life. But he says that the commandments of God are not grievous to us. He gives us one thing. That's why he calls it his yoke. He says, come to me, all you are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, for it is not burdensome. That is the battle that we are fighting against sin. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Word of God is the first instrument that God has granted us. The Bible says in Psalms 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When a Christian engages in seeking God in his word, the word will be a fire that will burn every impurity. The word will be a water that will cleanse and sanctify him. The word will be a word, there will be an instrument that will give him truth for them to become aware to walk in. The word will be an instrument that will make them free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, the second instrument that God has given us in this battle against sin is the fire of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Spirit of God. What do I mean when I say the fire of the Spirit of God? John 16, 12 to 14. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. And he shall show you the things to come. He's talking about the Spirit of God. More so, here the Bible says, in verses 14, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he speaks. And he will show you things to come. 14 says, and he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Hallelujah. Again, when you read the scriptures in John 14 and verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, why you need the Spirit of God? Because in this life, I've already told you, truth to be revealed to a man. When you have truth revealed to you, you have power given to you to overcome sin. So, any truth is a revelation truth. And the Spirit of God is the one that grants us access to revelation. So, your guarantee for victory over sin is to keep both fires in your life, the Word of God and the Spirit of God in you to work within you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, as the Bible says in Acts of Apostles 38, when Paul got firewood and collected firewood and threw it in the heap of fire, the Bible says immediately the viper came out from the fire and latched itself upon his hand. When you have the fuel of the Word of God and the fuel of the Spirit of God upon your life, no viper can have access upon your life. You will live the walk and it shall be a victorious walk. Praise the name of the Lord. So, it is a brief sermon, but I wanted to encourage you that yes, we are in a battle. And this battle, the only guarantee we have is when we walk in the victorious life over sin. Well, this has been Pastor Robert Wamala, and I want to say a blessed evening. Greetings from my mother, Prophetess Emmanuel Agnes. And hey, keep in Jesus. Keep in this walk. The battle is fierce, but we are having the advantage in this battle over sin. We love you all, and a blessed evening in Jesus' mighty name. Shalom and shalom, and God bless in Jesus' name. Amen.